We're going to deal with resolution 425 condemning violence and hate speech and expressing solidarity with Muslims and all those targeted for their ethnicity, race, religion, gender identification, or political views, and the word as amended Muslims and all were striked last night.
Mr. Chairman,
you want to move it?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All right, we had a lot of discussion in our caucus. There's some things that they'd like us to revisit. So at this point, I'd make a motion that we postpone this until next month.
In our caucus, we also said some things about that, and I'm not sure whether we would agree.
They're probably different reasons.
They're quite different, but.
Well, how would you know?
Well, we don't know.
It's probably a very educated guess.
I mean, do we want to share?
Sure. Yeah. No.
First of all, the two things came up. One is the concept that condemning as a memorializing resolution is not the same as making illegal, so we don't have a problem with condemning speech.
Are you calling it a memorializing resolution?
But there is, yes. It was already deemed by majority council to be a form of memorializing resolution because we're not doing anything that is changing a law.
He, I believe, said that it should be written somewhere that it's a memorializing resolution if we're going to treat it as such, but it was
I'm interjecting right now because my opinion is I don't mind if we go and put memorial resolution on here, but it's inherently expressing a sense of a legislative body that's covered in Robert's Rules of Order. It's covered in a couple different areas. I don't mind if we expressly put on there memorializing.
Anyway, that was not the main issue.
Notwithstanding,
the First Amendment comes up as an issue in terms of, so that's one that we're still kind of working through. And the question of the political ideas or ideology or however we phrase it in there, of political views, in our opinion, and also in the opinion of the Cato Institute, the ACLU, they're very different matters. The question of speech regarding a political view versus speech regarding a protected class. So we feel that we need to separate the political views from the other categories that are in the resolution that include protected classes.
Mr. Chairman?
Is that correct?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, in the constraints of time, there is a motion on the floor to send this back to postpone.
Postpone.
And we can all discuss this next month instead of 10 minutes before the
Legislative Council, Garen, brought up a couple of free speech issues with the hate speech in general. There's nothing that defines what hate speech is, and that's of concern. A couple of legislators had a concern about being forced to express solidarity with people they disagree with. I swear to God, I couldn't even. But it's true. There's a couple of people. There's a concern that it does say pursue a policy agenda, which takes it from memorializing or sense of the legislature, and with the word policy in there, there was concern from council that it sets policy, and it doesn't really. There's no implementation. But as a memorializing resolution, we're not sending it to anybody. I mean, even if you put the executive on there, we send it to him. It's memorializing. But under our rules, it doesn't qualify as a memorializing resolution. So those were just some of the concerns.
Kenny, I'm going to let Dave go, and then we're going to take a vote on
the the point here is whether it's memorializing or not. I think it, in a sense, maybe it is a policy, and it should be a policy. It should be a policy that we, stand for these types of things. It should be a policy that a policy agenda reaffirming the civil and human rights and ensure that those targeted on the basis of the following things can operate without fear. I think that should be our policy. And that's, so I don't really believe it is a memorializing resolution. I think it is a very simple policy that we are saying as a group that this means something to us, that it's important that we, and the idea of, and we stand together with everyone. And that's basically what it's saying. And so if you want to say it's a memorializing resolution, well, then say it, I guess. But if it's a policy, then it's a policy. It's not a bad policy. It's something bad.
Richard and Carl.
The intent was not necessarily...
Yeah, I just want to vote on the motion on the floor, because we could discuss this.
Well, no, I just want to ask a quick question.
After we postpone.
I'm sorry I'm late. My question is there's already laws in acted. So, I mean, we could pass a resolution saying we affirm the electoral, you know, we respect the electoral college, and we affirm that the Ulster County residents support the will of the electoral college. All you're doing is affirming a law that's already on the books, or basically saying you support something that's already on the books. A law. I mean, this is supporting a law that's on the books, right?
No. I mean, no.
Yes.
There's no law. There's no law that's saying
New York State and U.S. constitutions.
In that regard, yes. But
so we're reaffirming a federal law, a federal or state. I mean, already people have human and civil rights because based on race, religion, gender, sex.
I'm not going to go back into the same debate that we had last night because we all want to go over to session, but we clearly also know that there's been an escalation in targeting of certain groups of people. Now, that said...
Well, that's what he's saying. He's just saying, what's the big deal by saying it, right?
But it's already a law. So then
he's saying, why bother saying it?
Why bother saying it? That's what I'm getting at.
There's a lot, and I'm saying it's a very good reason.
I mean, there's a million laws. We can start bringing 20 of these a month.
But it's not
for laws that are already existing.
A policy would ban hate speech. Right. A memorializing resolution would condemn hate speech.
The key action items are condemning and expressing.
Okay.
If you look at the action words in your own title. What's that?
But violence is illegal. Isn't violence illegal against people?
Indeed, but you're condemning that's the action word there now, isn't it? I'm just saying that. Well, regardless, there's a motion on the floor to postpone.
Everybody said their piece. Can I call a vote?
Yeah.
Yes.
All in favor of postponing this one more month as amended?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you okay with that? Fine. Aye.
Dave?
No.
4-1.
All right.
Jennifer, can I have the postponing?
Is that meeting on the 28th?
Can I have a motion to adjourn? And
I'm sorry, I should have given
you philosophy back to the subcommittee.
I'm sorry, where all manner of sin can go.